This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer as we round out 2020, get excited about 2021, lots of farming issues, lots of news, lots of information. We're here on the American Family Farmer to help you understand maybe a little more about what happened as you look back at 2020. What the heck did happen to farming? It was good for some and not so good for others. Dairying is certainly one of the areas that has had a time limping out of what the serious situation has been put into by bad government decisions, and the big agribusiness is trying to put all the small farmers out of business. And the latest strike here comes in a question that was asked by a group of animal welfare scientists. Is dairy farming cruel to cows? So my news this week brings us to a farmer named Nathan Chittenden, who's in upstate New York. He's got 1,500 Jersey cows. He and his family have had this farm in upstate New York. He's a guy in his 40s, third generation on the farm. And the profile that was in the New York Times on him and his farm brings you a great picture of what it's. That's the farm that I run. That's the farm that most of us who are responsible dairy people run. The way the farmer handles these calves, the bottle fed and the warmth, if you will. But there are a group of animal rights activists who have a sort of a different take on these farms that are, you know, providing the need for our appetite for milk and cheese and yogurt and that sort of thing. But the people that are, I mean, maybe I sound prejudicial because I grew up around cows, been around cows all my life. I love the cows. I love what they do. I treat them differently. But to these animal rights, and I've had some animal rights people come to my farm and, you know, bring in the MSPCA. That cow looks too skinny. You're mistreating her, not knowing whether the cow just had a calf, and it's like a human being. You lose weight and you look a little different after you've just had a calf. Well, anyway, to these animal rights people, dairy farmers are cogs in an inhumane industrial food system that consigns these animals to a lifetime of misery. I will tell you, my cows do not have a life of misery. I'm sure the guy that I'm talking about, this guy Crittenden up in upstate New York, his cows aren't miserable. Are there cows that are miserable? Absolutely. Do these people understand the difference between the family dairy farm and the big agribusinesses, these big farm factories that have thousands of cows, 5,000, 10,000 cows? That's where the nation has, that's where we take sharp exception. I do, and this now, I don't want it to necessarily become a commentary because I do that later in the broadcast, but focusing on what these people are claiming and actual reality, if they had a clue, they would see. And I know it's easy to poke fun at these people because they have good intentions, but they don't know what they're talking about oftentimes, at least in understanding that dairy farming has two very distinct platforms. There is the industrial dairy, which is often a big feedlot that's the cows are up to their knees in crap, and their udders are covered with manure all the time. They lay in it, and they never really get clean. And the quality of the milk that comes from those dairies sucks, frankly. And we pretty much all know it. Dairy cows, these people are upset because the dairy cows are impregnated by artificial insemination instead of being, you know, with a bull. And they don't like it because the calves are taken away from the cows at birth. They don't like it because the calves are confined to pens. And they don't like it because their horns are destroyed when they're about 8 or 10 weeks old. They're, in some cases, burned off. In some cases, there's compound that you put on them. In some cases, they're trucked off to veal farms. Yeah, that when it gets into that area, I don't like it. But that's me. There is a market for veal. I just like to think that people would not like it because of what it is that they're getting. But at any rate, the typical dairy cow in our country spends, depending on whether this is an open free-range situation or whether it is a concrete floored enclosure, the big farms, that's what they have. There are feedlots on a lot of the dairy farms now. I was in Pennsylvania this past weekend, went through dairy country down in Chambersburg and Harrisburg and that whole corridor, 81 corridor, a lot of beautiful farms. And yeah, many of them have gone to feedlots. Some of them still are pasturing. That is my preference. But I don't see... I think what we need to do is we've got the old McDonald has a farm E-I-E-I-O image in our mind, and that's cool. Happy cows living on green pastures, and basically that's what I provide on my farm. There are a lot of farms that are, you know, still doing this big pasture thing. Others are feeding. I find it actually, in a practical sense, I find it less expensive to have the cows in the pasture in the summertime. Most of the farms have the land rather than feeding them in a feedlot, having to grow the feed. Some of them say that they want to have consistency, and they don't have consistency if they feed them different feed through the year. I mean, I do that. I feed in the summertime, they're in the pasture, and that's pretty much all they get. Some bread and a little bit of brewer's grain from time to time. But if you look at the way these cows are handled in this guy's farm in upstate New York, that was the profile on the New York Times story, and you see the health of the calves and that sort of thing, I find that it's specious to demonize dairy as fundamentally cruel. There have been undercover farm footage. There's been these undercover, people get hired on the farm and they bring a camera in and, wow, this is, look at what they're doing. But they don't really know they don't know what's right and wrong. They just know they don't like what they see. And I think that that's the difference. You know, I've seen film of workers kicking and beating cows with metal rods and prods and stuff like that. I've seen cows and calves covered with flies laying in the mud. I've seen calves thrown outside into the manure pit because the farmer didn't want to keep them. I've seen all of that. We've all seen. I hope you haven't seen too much of it. But that gives the dairy industry a bad name. And so for those of you who want to have a better image, then I guess my advice, if that's what it is, in this circumstance, is to treat them better. They are not just commodities. They are beings. And if you don't want to give these people anything to, if you don't want to give them an issue, then treat the cows well. There's a lot of research that's been done by animal welfare scientists that have led to a number of changes in the industry. If you weren't thinking about it, I mean, I think some of us who have a conscience know what we need to do, and we know how to do it properly. What I got a kick out of in this New York Times article is the description of Jerseys, a small tawny breed made incarnated by Elsie the cow. And don't we have, we have Elsie the cow, we have Bessie the cow, all of that stuff from our childhood. There is a striking thing about cows. Many of them spend, and if they're beef cattle, they have their offspring along with them, nursing and that sort of thing. It is a nicer and sweeter and richer way to raise the animals, no question about that, but it's not practical in the dairy world. It's not always what it seems. Some of the people who are these animal rights activists have great intentions and are doing good work to call out the big agribusinesses. But my final word on this is not to let everybody think that doesn't know any better that all dairy is the same, because it certainly is not. All right, there's that word. This is the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with a word on how to ward off viruses. You're outside, you're working, you're around a lot of dust and pollen on the farm. And if you are like I am, your nose gets congested. So the best way to fix that problem, have somebody on the farm go to Navage.com. You can do it. Certainly anybody can do it. N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. Navage Nasal Care. This is because your nose is your body's air filter. This is a way to keep it clean. It's an all-natural way to have good nasal hygiene. That's really what it is. Cleanse your nose and keep yourself from falling into this horrible pattern that some people are getting into, getting colds and flu and who knows what else. This will help you because your nose is clean. That's where the bad stuff comes into your body. Navage.com. Rinse out a couple of times a day, and you'll be in Fat City, actually. You'll be in good shape. Navage.com. Check it out on the web. N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. It has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Here's Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Guided Investing. When California hired Joe Capp as head coach in 1982, the former Pro Bowl quarterback often let players make up plays with random laterals at the end of practices. That fun way of blowing off steam actually made its way into the Cal playbook. Down 2019, with 4 seconds left to rival Stanford, what ensued was a 5-lateral, 57-yard touchdown play concluding in the Stanford band, which had taken the field. Known simply as the play, it closed out a wild 7-4 season for Cal.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
American Family Farmer continuing on now with a special focus on a farm in Ireland, in Wicklow, Ireland. So if we were to put this into perspective, well, I'm going to have Joe Hayden, who's the managing director and owner of the Orchard Center and Bailey's Farm in Wicklow, tell us where it is and what's so special about the Orchard Center. Let's start with getting an identity for people who have traveled to Ireland. I've been to Ireland 2 or 3 times. So where are you, Joe, in Ireland?
Well, Doug, we're just down in the Wicklow Mountains, which is directly south of our capital, Dublin City. Wicklow is one of the 32 counties of Ireland, and it's known as the Garden of Ireland, a very beautiful, very special place to live and to farm.
Are you a farm guy? Did you grow up on the farm? Is this a family farm where you are?
Yes, it is indeed, and we don't have any other type of farms here in Ireland. It is purely family farming. My own great-grandfather first came to this property in 1865, just a few short years after the Great Famine of the mid-1840s, and along with my brother Michael, we are the fourth generation of our family to work and live here, and we're thrilled that we have a new generation presently growing up, and hopefully they too looking forward to continue a tradition of dairy farming that has served our family very, very well down through the generations.
I wish I could say that that was the rule in America as it is over there, but there's an entirely different approach and focus and the way dairy farms are run and dairy farmers live their lives. And I want to explore that with you. Bailey's Farm, that's important because it plays into where the milk goes. We'll get to that with Joe Hayden as we continue here, focusing on his farm and farming on this week's American Family Farmer.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road.
Our podcast every week, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, or wherever you get, you can get it online at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, or there you can get the shows there. You can also get the podcast wherever you get your weekly podcasts that focus on farming, families, and food every week. And this is a great story from an area that I would like to have us emulate instead of these huge agribusinesses basically ruining it for the entire food industry in our country. They've been smart in Ireland. Is it a law that you can't have a factory farm, Joe Hayden, in Ireland?
It is indeed. It's always been like that, and I think it will remain so for as long as I could possibly imagine, because it's a system, it's a model that has served us well for centuries, and it's serving us well now as well, Doug. That's what's really important, that the model we have serves us so well. And we are, in Ireland we are gifted with, I suppose, a very rich tradition in family farming. We are gifted with the perfect natural conditions to produce food and dairy products. The grass-based and sustainable systems we have sees us, fitting right in there to, I suppose, low-emission farming, environmentally friendly farming, producing the type of food that consumers all over the world want to eat, enjoy, and to share with their families.
Well, one of the things that's special about your farm, again called the Orchard Center and Bailey's Farm, is that you supply the cream for the famous Bailey's Irish Cream Liquor, correct?
We do indeed, and it's a great privilege to be doing that. And we've been producing the cream for Bailey's along with approximately 1,500 other dairy farms here on the east coast of Ireland for just over 40 years. Bailey's was first produced in 1974, and we've really been part of that story right from the very outset. And as Bailey's has grown, so has our own family business. But, you know, they were looking for something special right from the very start. They were looking for not just Irish cream, but they were looking for the best of Irish cream, and they very carefully selected, you know, that cohort of dairy farmers that are still busy working, producing that cream for Bailey's. And our own farm in particular, Doug, does have the great distinction of being chosen by Bailey's to represent all those other dairy farms and to tell the story that is Bailey's and the production of cream, not just to farmers all over Ireland, but indeed to farmers all over the world. And we have a wonderful, beautiful visitor centre here where people from literally every part of the globe come to spend time with us and learn the authentic story behind this great cream liqueur.
I think I'd love to come visit you. I've visited sheep country more than I have cow country when I've been to Ireland. Spend a minute talking about what it requires. What does Bailey's want from you and the other people producing the milk for their Irish cream liquor? What's special? What do you have to do that makes it more challenging or different?
They're looking for a range of additional features, Doug. They are looking, first of all, for a continuity of supply right throughout the year. In Ireland, over 90% of our dairy cows calve in the springtime. We have compact calving, and those dairy farms produce milk for 10 months of the year, and then they have a dry period for 2 months of the year. That obviously doesn't work for Bailey's for a number of reasons. One is the consistency of supply, and the second one is, in particular, the lactose levels, which need to be very high for the production and giving stability to the cream, you know, won't be found in the late lactation dairy herds. So our farm will have two calving periods, one in the late autumn, and again in the early spring as well.
All right. Hold on just a second. We'll pause here for a moment. I want to get back to this. We're focusing on Joe Hayden's directorship at the Orchard Center in Bailey's Farm in Wicklow, Ireland. This is the American.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
An effort to keep President Trump in office is shot down. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert and 11 other Republicans had filed suit to give the vice president the power to disregard some electoral votes. A federal judge yesterday throws out the suit, though, claiming Gohmert doesn't have standing. Gohmert telling Newsmax last night judges are dismissing claims of fraud without hearing the evidence.
There still has not been one court, state or federal, that has had an evidentiary hearing and allowed the evidence of fraud to come in and be introduced.
Yeah.
So all this stuff about it being debunked, unsubstantiated, those are absolute lies, complete lies.
Gohmert says he'll appeal and he expects a ruling by Wednesday. Vandalism at the home of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, her San Francisco home, covered in graffiti yesterday morning. Someone spray painting "Cancel Rent" and "We Want Everything" on her garage door. This is USA Radio News. English health officials now saying they don't recommend mixing different COVID vaccine doses. This comes after Public Health England suggested it was okay to use a different vaccine dose for the second shot if the one used in the first shot wasn't available. Dr. Anthony Fauci was among those criticizing that suggestion. Meanwhile, the U.S. is closing in on 350,000 COVID deaths, but New York Medical College Dr. Bob Lahida tells CBS News he sees good news ahead.
There are more vaccines coming. Some 30 more vaccines are going to be approved shortly. I expect the general public will be able to get this vaccine by the end of March or the beginning of April, so that by the spring, a lot of people, millions, tens of millions of people, should be vaccinated.
Lahida says those who refuse to take the vaccine are playing Russian roulette. The coronavirus being blamed for the death of a Virginia lawmaker, State Senator Ben Chafin Jr. passing away yesterday from COVID complications. He was 60. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer. We're talking to Joe Hayden, who's the managing director and the owner of the Orchard Center in Wicklow, Ireland, and Bailey's Farm. The website, you can learn a lot by going to this website, I'll tell you that. TheOrchardCenter.ie, The Orchard Center, and it's spelled C-E-N-T-R-E. That's how they spell center in England and in the Isles. So we're talking with Joe about his supplying cream for the Bailey Irish cream liqueur. So that's cream. What's the fate of your milk? What kind of cows are you milking, Joe, by the way?
We are milking Friesian Holstein cows. The Friesian Holstein cow we have is probably very different to the type of Holstein cow you're familiar with. They're about 25% smaller. They produce probably less volume of milk throughout the year, but they are a very hardy, sustainable type cow that basically gets her nutrition from a grass-based, pasture-based diet. And that is the one single great advantage we have in Ireland, is the sustainable grass-based system for our production. And I might add, it also is a much lower cost system of production, so it gives, I suppose, great financial credibility to our smaller farming systems, family farming systems here in Ireland.
So how many cows are you milking at the Orchard Center there in the farm?
We're milking 180, and we don't call them cows, we call them the Bailey's Ladies, and they're producing the whole. I'm sorry you may laugh, but they are beautiful cows. They have been here for generations, and we continue to breed the best cows possible, you know, for our production system of Bailey's.
You know, one of the things, keeping it in the house, if you will, keeping a closed herd, that's something that is of value, I think, on the family farms that are here in America as well. That's not a large farm by most standards of today, milking 180 cows. The Holsteins, you're right. The Holstein cow here has been bred up to be a big cow, a cow that produces a lot of volume, but the quality of the milk that comes out of a Holstein here, they're called Frisians in England and in the islands because that's the where they came from. The Holstein here is a kind of a big lanky cow now, not like it was. I was thinking back to when I was a kid, and the Holsteins around are the way you described them. They were much smaller then than they are now. You know, the breeding, I had for a while when I was milking, I had about the same number. I was milking 140, 150 cows, and we brought in some Normandies to try them. You're familiar with that breed, right? And what do you think of them in comparison to, they're a newer breed for sure, but aren't they somewhat, especially the brown Normandies, kind of similar? Do you have brown Holsteins? Any red, they call them red Holsteins here. Do you have any of those?
We have a small number. What we have witnessed in Ireland over the past 10 to 15 years has been, I suppose, a renaissance in dairy cattle breeding. Many of our dairy farms did have the type of cow that you speak about, that you farmed yourself, but we found that they didn't not suit our production system. These cows were leaving the herd. There were a lot of, after two or three lactations. We now have, I suppose, focused on breeding within the Holstein herd the right type of cow for our production system. We want, and we do have cows. I have cows here that have been milking for over 10 years.
They have 10 lactations, 8, 9, 10 lactations instead of, you know, the big ag, these big industrial farms over here that ruin the cows after two lactations, they send them to the slaughterhouse. The conditions they live in, it's disgusting, frankly. I would average about 8 or 9 lactations. I had Jerseys, though, for the most part, Joe. I've always been around brown cows for the most part, and I have liked the Jerseys because of the quality of the milk. That would, I think, serve you well, but you've fixed the problem with protein and probably with butterfat the way you've bred the cows, right? Because Holsteins don't do a lot when it comes to value.
That's correct. Indeed, yeah. And many of our dairy farms here did become involved in crossbreeding, crossing the Jersey and other breeds, more sustainable breeds, on the Holstein to try get a more compact, sustainable cow. We were looking at that as well, but then with the advent of genomics, we started using, I suppose, the science and knowledge and understanding of modern dairy cattle breeding, and finding that within the Holstein breed, we could actually breed the type of cow that others were getting through crossbreeding. And in fact, at this stage, we have even surpassed what has been achieved within the pure Jersey herds and within the crossbreeding as well. We are getting cows that are more profitable, that are lasting longer, and even to the eye, they're even more beautiful than any of the cows before, Doug.
Yeah, and the brown cows, especially the Jerseys, the big brown eyes that they have, and it's like anything else. If you treat them well, they're going to, like humans, any animal is going to be the same. They're going to treat you the way you treat them. They're going to respond to you. If they're abused, they're going to be. I was talking earlier before you came on about some people in this country who are trying to go after all dairy farms because they say they're cruel to the animals. Well, that's not true. The big agri farms are, but not places like what I have and what you have. It doesn't pay you, even if you didn't care. The cows are going to do much better if they're treated well, right?
That's right. And you know, my late mother, who was a huge influence on my whole life, you know, her business motto was, Joe, you look after the cows and they will look after you.
Yes.
And she would often say as well, what you give to your cows, you're going to get back twice. We don't know a different system of farming in this country. Why my own farm was chosen by Bailey's to represent this great global brand was that I was not different, but I was representative of what the typical farmer supplying the cream to Bailey's was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing. Now, there's something that you do in the barn, and you did it at Christmas time, but as, my sense is you do it all year long to make the cows a little more comfortable. We'll talk about that in a moment here on the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Joe Hayden, the managing director of the Orchard Center in Bailey's Farm in Wicklow, Ireland. I'm just in my mind, I'm thinking, how can I plan a long weekend trip to fly from Boston to Dublin, then come down to your place and just hang around for a day or so? That's a, something that I really would like to do, frankly. I'm having a wonderful time having a chat with you about things that are that we have in common that are important when it comes to giving people what they want and what they need, and that's good quality produce, good quality milk, that sort of thing. So we continue in a matter of moments here, about 43 after the hour. If you would like to have a wonderful new year, and you have always done what many of your friends, people in your family have done, you've resolved to lose weight, right? New Year's resolution, I'm going to lose weight. Well, you've had a bunch of, in the last probably 6-8 months, you've had the opportunity to not get as much exercise. You haven't maybe worked as much physically. You've been home. You've been eating comfort food, and you packed on the pounds. And I've been after you every day for the past 3 years, I think, pretty much on the air, to consider going on the Calitrin diet. It's not really a diet program. It's a healthy weight loss program. That's a difference. It is about diet. You got to be conscious about what you eat. And when you go to toploss.com, which is their website, and look at the results and see what people are doing. One of the things that you get, you have a personal counselor that will talk to you about what you're eating, how much exercise you're getting, what's your family history, what can you do individually to make yourself more successful when it comes to losing weight in the new year. All of those things, all the help, all the ideas, the product itself speaks for itself. Just you got to get on the bandwagon. And in order to do that, go to toploss.com. And when you look through all the product information that's there, the ingredients, the instructions that come with it, and you decide, okay, this is the program for me, guaranteed to start losing weight in 45 days or your money back, that kind of stuff. Then use the DJV code at checkout, so you don't have to pay for shipping, and you get the best prices on all of these products that are there really and truly to help you out. You can't run a business like this if you're there just for yourself. You got to help people out. It's got to be genuine, and it's got to work. And that's the story of Calitrin in a nutshell. Go to toploss.com, check the product out, and when you are checking yourself out of after you bought some stuff, use the DJV code and you'll find it a very successful and satisfying experience. Toploss.com.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority, and Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid, and in larger sizes so you can take on any cleaning job knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you can consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
All right, meanwhile, back at the farm here on the American Family Farmer Show, Doug Steffen with Joe Hayden for a few more minutes. The farm that he runs is over in Ireland. It's a great dairy opportunity. I'm going to come over there and just walk around. I hope I won't make a nuisance of myself, but I do want to see how things work. You made headlines over there at Christmas time. Why?
We made headlines all across the national papers and radio stations, Doug, because we had some people, journalists, who came here to do what you want to do, to see how we produce the best cream for babies in the world. And when they arrived here, it was coming up to Christmas time, and we were at that time picking out our Christmas favourite carols to play for our cows during milking. We play music throughout the year to our cows. It was always done on our dairy farms, and before the advent of radios, I think people would sing to their cows. But now we know, even scientifically, that playing music to our cows has a great beneficial effect on relaxing the cows, giving more milk, improving the quality of the cream as well.
Yeah, it sure. I've found that to be the case. It is. I've had my cows listening to me on the radio. It wasn't as good, though, as listening to the music. I'll tell you that. And they like classical music. At least I found my cows like the soothing classical music. Right? You got Christmas music. What other kind of music do you play for the cows?
We play a little bit of everything because we have cows here that are young. We have cows that are not so young. So usually it's a mixed bag of what they get. For some of the older cows, we throw in a little bit of Bruce Springsteen. For some of the younger cows, some of the Killers or Coldplay or Snow Patrol or some of the upcoming bands. So we cater for all tastes. And, you know, people ask, well, why would you change your selection of music at Christmas time? And the way we see our cows is they are part of our extended family. So a celebration of Christmas, St. Patrick's Day, whatever is happening, we want them to be part of that celebration as well.
Yeah, it really sounds like you've got paradise there. How big is your farm, by the way, Joe?
We are farming a total of 350 acres of land. But like many Irish dairy farms, it's not all in pasture. We grow timber. We have a lot of hedgerows, a lot of mature trees on our farm. And this is all very much part of our carbon sequestering policy. We try to build in as much as possible, you know, every opportunity to reduce carbon, to reduce emissions from our production system as well. And we've been most fortunate on our own farm that we have reduced carbon by 10% in the last 5 years. And we have very ambitious plans to continue to reduce emissions right across the board in our production system.
Well, this is fabulous. Count on seeing me soon. I'm going to come over there and spend some time with you and your family on the farm just because I think it would be a delightful thing to do. TheOrchardCenter.ie is Joe's website. TheOrchardCenter, CENTRE.ie. Go there if you're a cow person. You'll love what you see. Joe Hayden, the managing director of the Orchard Center and Bailey's Farm in Wicklow, Ireland. Thank you, Joe. Happy New Year to you and your cows.
And have a great, happy Bailey's New Year.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
It's time for Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. The 2006 George Mason Patriots became only the second double-digit seed to ever reach an NCAA Final Four. They defeated Michigan State in the first round, but were down 16-2 in the early minutes against North Carolina in the second round. After Coach Jim Larrañaga's early timeout, George Mason would go on to outscore the Tar Heels by 19 the rest of the contest. The Patriots beat Wichita State in the Sweet 16 and Connecticut in the Elite Eight.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured and not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit JDPower.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour now. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. I was thinking about my cows being outside, your cows being outside, depending on where you are in the country and listening to this program. You probably are thinking, I remember learning this early on. Matter of fact, I had this conversation with somebody at a dairy this past week when I was traveling to Pennsylvania, looking at the cows. It was a clear, cold, crisp day. And I know that the reason I had this conversation because one person was visiting the farm and said to me, well, aren't the animals, don't they get cold? Don't they get sick if they're out in the cold? And the answer, whether it's a cow or a horse or a goat or any animal that lives outside, the animal is going to be fine. As a matter of fact, I have found over my life that cattle are very tolerant of cold weather. They like the cold weather. They sometimes, depending on how cold it is, you know, a lot of energy sometimes in the heat of the summer and in the cold of the winter is used to keep their bodies performing, so their milk production goes down. I find that cows, though, outside in the clear air, cold air, are very healthy. It's when they get into the rainy situation. If your cows are outside, they don't have any place to go. There's no shelter. They're in the wind and the rain and the snow. That will make their lives miserable, and they will not be healthy. And I think most people around cows know that. But because the winter weather is here, it's kind of on our minds. I think that not only in terms of the cows being raised or being milked or whatever it is, but when you're hauling, if you're transporting cattle, this is a tough time for the cows. So I have found that cattle are really tolerant of the cold conditions. But think about when, you know, we all know that they get sometimes sick when they're stressed out. Cows, they do. They just get, they are very susceptible to stress. As a matter of fact, I think it's called stress. There's some kind of a stress disease. I'm trying to remember what it has been so long since I've been around it. But it's a shipping fever. That's it. Yeah. Shipping fever. If your cows are not healthy and you're moving them around a lot, they'll get shipping fever. And if you don't vaccinate them for it, they can die. It's really, the science is very clear here about the amount of stress that they can handle. And it's not a lot. So if you are thinking about, maybe I'll pass along some tips here. If you're wanting to know about maybe just a refresher of cattle and how they can thrive in the cold, the critical temperatures here are below zero. Anything that's above, they do best in 18, 20 degree, 30 degree weather, but they're fine if the temperature is about 18 to 20 degrees. Goes much below that, they don't much like it. But they've got to be out of the wind. They've got to be away from the mud. Their feed needs to be something that most of the feed is warm anyway. But you have to give them a little bit more because they need more roughage. They need to keep eating. Eat, eat, eat. They need to eat all the time in order to make themselves or keep themselves healthy. It's just that's the way it is. Sometimes grain, I haven't fed my cows grain for years because I know what it does to their feet. But I have fed brewer's grain because it didn't have some of the same stuff. They've never had a problem with their feet on brewer's grain, and they kind of like it. It makes them a little... I tell this story to people who visit the farm. Sometimes they see when the silage is first put out or even baleage, but when the cows are around stuff that is fermented, they get silly. And it's kind of fun to watch them. I remember each year when we'd open up the silo and start feeding the cows the silage, first couple of days, they'd eat for a couple of minutes, and then it's almost like they were talking to each other. They look at each other, and they'd start running around the pasture, running around the barnyard, kicking their heels up, tails in the air, because they did what we do. They had this charge from having what basically is alcohol. I mean, that's really what it is. You got a still going on in your silo, and the stuff as the silage makes, that's what the aroma is. And, you know, the aroma and the liquid that's in it, that really kind of provides you with, or provides the cows with sort of upliftment. I guess maybe that's how they celebrate New Year's Eve. Let's have a little of that fresh silage. We can go running around the mash. The silage is mash. It affects them the same as it does you. Happy New Year. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer. It's harvest time.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.